Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, whatever time zone you're in on the planet. This is Rhonda Harrison bringing you live Roadmap for Seekers with Summer Jones and Ariella Sahari. I probably just really slaughtered that. Sorry, Ariella. We'll let you tell them what your last name is. But Summer Jones and Ariella have been licensed Avatar Masters for over 17 years. And the Avatar course began in 1987 and has grown into a worldwide self-evolvement course dedicated to accelerating the awakening of awareness, compassion, on the planet. The course teaches a series of powerful tools to enable people to live deliberately with connection, joy, and purpose. Each of them came from different and unique backgrounds that led them to becoming Avatar Masters. Ariella spent over a year in India volunteering with Mother Teresa and then studying Tibetan Buddhism, where she met the Dalai Lama. And Summer has worked for the United Nations in Geneva, helping to restructure countries after war and volunteering on projects for the indigenous people and kids around the world. Summer lives in Boulder, Colorado, and has a BA in child psychology and fine arts. And Ariella resides in Fairfield, Connecticut, and has a BA in religion and an MSW. They are dedicated to empowering others who wish to have their level of transformation in their lives. And hopefully you've watched the 5-minute clip about Avatar. There's various different links that you can go to off the webpage today. And with that, I'm going to bring Ariella and Summer into the studio. And listeners, know that you can call in with questions or comments anytime at 1-347-838-9142. We'll probably be taking callers after the 30-minute mark, and this is scheduled for 2 hours today, because starting the first of the year, there's going to be a change in my schedule where I'm going to be doing the Roadmap for Seekers at 11 a.m. Mountain Time. And at noon, I will be doing Searcher's Roadmap, and they'll both be on Fridays. And then we'll be changing things around with new software and better sound systems just after the first year, and bringing 15 new shows to the Renford Network. So with that, Ariella and Summer, hello. I'm so glad you guys are here.
Hi.
Thanks for having us, Rhonda.
Yeah,
oh,
we're really happy to
welcome.
Be here.
Well, you know, the world needs to hear about this, you know, and what Avatar is and when it began and who is the creator of it and how beautiful this program is and how it has grown worldwide, you know. And it started out very small, but has really, you know, it's international now, and that's amazing. So if you could explain to our listeners a little bit about Avatar and how it began and who the creator of it is.
Okay. Well, Avatar was founded in 1987 by Harry Palmer, and it's a very powerful self-evolvement course that's taught all over the world in over 26 languages. And there are weekend workshops and 9-day courses. And it's a series of experiential exercises that when they're done in a certain order, awaken you to your own self-awareness of understanding how you're creating your life and who you are and how to change what you no longer prefer and create what you really want to experience. So the exercises allow you to take charge of your life and create the life you want. So the cornerstones of the course are about personal responsibility, compassion, and service to others.
That is amazing. How has that worked? Say what? Yeah. Because you two have worked together and you know each other, and but you've come from very dynamic backgrounds, you know, that are very different. And to go from working in an international, place to help other people, like you have, Summer, and then the volunteering you did with Mother Teresa. I mean, can you tell us a little bit about that, Ariella, the work you did volunteering with Mother Teresa and how you got on your path to Avatar?
Yes. At that time, I had finished college and I studied religion. And I've always been a seeker, always been interested in how to become happier, I think probably like all the listeners and all of us. And so in that journey, I found out it was possible to go to India and work with Mother Teresa. And so I just felt this spark, like it was something I needed to do. So I got in a plane by myself, and I made my way to Calcutta and found a little apartment. And I knew that it was possible to start volunteering, so I showed up and I said, here I am, ready to go. And they were so lovely, the Missionaries of Charity, the sisters. They had a home base, and they invite you in, and you can go to different choices of where to work. And what I loved most about it was the purity of their mission. It was like my whole life I'd been looking to meet people who had really pure hearts and felt like they were really in service, and they were embodying it. And I was just so moved and so inspired to be working alongside of them. And so it was a really amazing experience.
It sounds like, when was this, Ariella, in what year did you start doing this?
It was right after college, and so I must have been 1992. And then after I came back, I decided to become a psychotherapist. And I thought, like, that's how I really wanted to help others, but it didn't fulfill me spiritually. And so I kept seeking. I mean, I went back to India again, and I studied Tibetan Buddhism. I just kept evolving in my path of how I could help others and how I could become more enlightened. And then I hit a rock bottom place in my life, and my best friend at the time invited me to Avatar. And when I took the Avatar course, it was exactly what I had been looking for, because it put all of this together, the spirituality, the personal responsibility for how I was creating my life, the understanding of myself, and I was able to actually transform myself and start living how I wanted to live.
And that's what we all want, and I find it amazing how this Avatar program is so one size fits all, I mean, it's however you want to make it and whatever your approach is through the Avatar process, you really make it your own and find your own soul and your own spiritual sides. I mean, because I've been watching, Summer and I went through some of it, and she had sent me the clips to watch. And, I was telling her yesterday, my life has really changed in the last few months, and it's just like, and it's from doing those things, and you don't even realize you're doing it because it becomes subconscious, but you're doing, you're doing the next right thing. And that's what I like about it, and that it's not a dictated, this is the only way you can get there, type approach. And Summer, can you tell the listeners also about how you came into Avatar and what your journey was to get there so that they can understand that, you know, you didn't just get born into Avatar?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I started to get an idea that I had some understanding that my beliefs were creating my experiences, but what I was really interested in was how you could change a belief. And I wanted mm-hmm. to do it more than just talking about it or, I don't know, it just felt like I couldn't find anything that actually could actually do that all the way, so it was really gone. And so I actually had an intuitive journey that I took to Europe just to, you know, I thought I would take 6 months to go find myself. And I ended up running out of money when I got to Geneva, and I was actually looking for a job. But my resume certainly didn't say anything that would lead me into getting into the door of the UN. But through a back door, I ended up getting a 3-month contract, and I started to wake up to abilities and things that I didn't really think that I could do, and started to realize that there was a bigger me that was waking up. But what I also noticed is I still had the same beliefs there as well. So I started to feel like I had this conflict going on, and that's when that original idea of, like, how do you change a belief, because I'm tired of running into myself and getting in my own way, I really wanted to change it. Now I really had this intention because it was interesting when I was actually starting to create something that I really liked, a life that I really liked and that aligned with me, that I really started to run into these old beliefs. And that's when I actually met an Avatar master in Geneva and ended up taking the course and being curious enough to explore it. And when you get you get to the part where you actually learn how to discreate a belief, and that's where it really just totally had me and blew me away, because I actually learned how to just create it and it was gone. And that was just so amazing to me, and it was so easy. So that was what I really loved about it. It was the easiness of the tools so that I could learn to create how I wanted to be, the beliefs I wanted to have about myself, and clear away and just create the beliefs that no longer I preferred about myself.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's so encouraging to so many of us out in the world today, because it's so chaotic and there's so much going on. And, you know, it's like a spiritual marketplace here, or you know, a cultural marketplace, you know. And so you have so many different avenues and so many different ways that you can approach your own personal walk and find your soul and your spirit, and sometimes you kind of get across some people that aren't as good as you would hope they'd been, and then there's others that just totally blow you away. And it's just like, and it's so interesting how spirit starts putting those people in your life, and you are literally walking it, somehow your paths cross, and it's just like, wow, how'd that happen, you know? But it's like, then that's what I like about the Roadmap for Seekers and the Searchers Roadmap, is that's what I really want to bring forward, you know, and also, you know, all these different rituals from different indigenous people and, you know, and all these different approaches that, you know, so people don't think that they only have to fit in the cookie cutter, you know, of Westernization, you know, that they can pick it any way they want it.
Right.
And, you know, and I think that's really exciting to know that Avatar has been around, you know, 30-some years or 30 years now. And, you know, it's not getting smaller. And back kind of to some of our questions is, so your title is called Foundations of Success. Can you say more about that so that people understand that approach?
Yes. So we wanted the topic for today's show to be called Foundations of Success. A lot of people are thinking about creating New Year's resolutions, obviously, at this time, and it's really exciting to think about what we want to create. And most of us put a lot of energy and time into creating our external foundations, right? We like to have things organized and clean. We develop skills to start marketing a business or creating a new business or working in a profession we love, and we make sure we have our basic needs met. And these are all, of course, important aspects of being successful.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the biggest factors leading to true success that is really often overlooked or minimized is the importance of creating an internal foundation for success.
Mm-hmm.
And today, during the show, what Summer and I really want to cover are, we want to focus on several different aspects of creating an internal foundation for success. So all of the concepts and tools that we're going to discuss coming up, they come from our own perspectives of the Avatar materials. And we're going to share examples and concepts, and at the end we're going to end with a tool.
Awesome.
So, go ahead.
I just said awesome. Sorry.
No, that's good. All right. So,
I mean, I'm like so excited.
Oh, good. That's great. So are we. So we wanted to start with beliefs today. And as far as an internal foundation for success, everything you are creating really stems from your beliefs. And I want to talk a little bit about some of the concepts here relevant to beliefs from the Avatar materials, because it's so interesting. So from one of the brochures, it says, your own beliefs are actually the most powerful forces that influence your existence. They determine what you perceive and how you perceive it. They influence your thoughts, your expectations, and your actions. They shape your personality. They even affect the outcome of your actions and the way others perceive you and respond to you. So beliefs actually act as a filter. So imagine, like, when you're holding a belief, it's kind of like putting a pair of glasses on, and then you start to see the whole world through that belief. And one characteristic of beliefs is that when you're wearing these belief filters, they generate their own evidence. So if I believe it's hard to make money doing something I love, I will keep attracting situations that prove that belief to be true, and I won't have access to other situations that might differ from that belief. And I just want to give an analogy here because I think it really makes the point. So I don't know if anybody's ever walked on the beach, and, you know, if you're looking for, like, pennies or bright blue sea glass, and there may be tons of shells, but if you've decided you're looking for blue sea glass, your eyes will start to tune to the bright and shiny objects, and all the shells become a gray blur. So it's very similar with a belief. If you're holding a belief, positive or negative, you're tuning in to the evidence for that belief, and all the other evidence that may be contrary to that are blurry, and they're really not accessible to you. So our beliefs are like self-fulfilling prophecies, and this can be very, very helpful if we have positive beliefs. But what we want to start to talk about today is we all also have what Avatar calls transparent beliefs. And these are sabotaging beliefs that we have adopted without realizing it. And when we try to move forward in a positive direction, these sabotaging beliefs reassert themselves, sometimes consciously, sometimes unconsciously, and they're kind of like an undertow. And all of a sudden, you find yourself in a variation of the same old pattern instead of really breaking out of what you were in into what you really wanted. So I'll just give one personal example of that. Right before I took my Avatar course, I mentioned, you know, I hit bottom. I had gotten divorced. And I was a single mom of a little boy for a couple of years. And then I decided, all right, I'd like to start dating. And I just kept meeting guys that were not a good match in any way. I mean, it was so funny, really, how off the guys I were meeting they were for me. And then finally, I did my avatar course, and I discovered a transparent belief. And it was that nobody will want us. And I realized that when I got divorced, I was no longer a me looking for a relationship. I was like a package deal. It was me and my son. And I unconsciously started believing, like, who would want the two of us? Like, that's impossible. And so I wasn't attracting what I wanted. And then right after my avatar course, I met an amazing man. And so now, 17 years later, we're married. And he's just awesome. We're raising my son. And everything created totally differently when I wasn't operating from that belief.
Mm-hmm. And interesting how those can change things.
Yeah, exactly. And what's so interesting about our beliefs is as we experience the belief, we start to create attitudes about the belief. So, you know, whatever belief you're holding, it starts to shape the attitude that you have, and so, which, you know, starts to make you feel more discouraged about, like, for instance, if you had a belief like life is hard, and then you start to take this attitude about it, but you don't realize that you're holding that belief, but somehow you start to have this belief that starts to make you feel discouraged about achieving the goal, and then you start to create stories that you tell yourself about how difficult it is to do when you're trying to achieve a goal or something that you want in your life. And then the next thing you know, you stop yourself and you give up. And that's what happens so transparently when we're holding these beliefs that we're not even aware that we're holding. And then there's imprinting that can go on top of that where you even start to pull from, like, what your parents did and, you know, achieving goals or someone close around you, and then you start to prove it even further about, you know, how difficult life is or to achieve something, which further solidifies your belief until it actually feels like truth. And that's the most solid level of believing into a belief that we've believed it so much and we've collected so much evidence for it that we now just think it's truth and that's just the way it is. But really, in reality, it is a belief and it is changeable. And that's what the avatar tools give you, is that it allows you to change any belief that you no longer prefer.
So, you know, you were talking about there's different tools and that type of stuff, and you know, and it is, you know, the time of New Year's resolutions, and I think that with the tools that you're going to help us achieve today or to receive, you know, it could really make a large impact on those New Year's resolutions as, you know, you look over the year, you know, later. I mean, just like looking over the year for me just this year, it's just like, wow, so many things have changed and so many things have sped up and more people are really wanting to know, you know, how to do these things to make their life less stressful. And I really pick up from Avatar that it does get rid of a lot of that pre-owned stress or pre-owned worries of, you know, family beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
go ahead.
Well, I'm just, no, you guys go ahead. I'm just totally interested. It's like I just want to listen to you tell us what it is about it, you know, and walk us through the process, you know, and listeners, you can re-listen to this in the archives after the show. You can download it, send it to other people, spread it around, you know, come back and listen to it, you know, come back and listen, look at the 5-minute pre-show video that I had posted for you guys to look at. If you didn't have a chance to look at it, you know, take time to look at it. It's really worth looking at. And like I said, we'll start taking callers probably after we work on some of the tool part of it and you've experienced some of it, and then you can ask questions or, you know, get direction as to how to get involved with Avatar in your area. And that number is 1-347-838-9142. So, I think we just keep going with the conversation of, you know, what is it that you guys love the most now about your life that you've created as an Avatar Master? Because you're both masters, right?
Oh, yes, we are. Before we get to that question, I just want to add to what you just said. And we've decided that the most valuable thing for the listeners today would be to really break down these amazing concepts so you can really get the different skills and concepts that help you prepare to create your New Year's resolutions. And then we'll end with a tool, but we are doing a special offer where we're offering a free individual session for any listener who really wants to go over their own beliefs and actually discover their own personal hidden beliefs, and we'll guide you on several tools personally. So that's the offer, and at the end you can find out how to do that. So don't worry, you'll definitely get to learn the tools if you wish.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. You might want to mention some of the stuff on how they can get a hold of you now, and then let's repeat it again later, just so that, you know, if everybody wants to get a pen and paper, or like I said, you can re-listen to this 100 times after the show, but why don't you share your contact information and how, you know, to get started, because it is an amazing thing, and the way you walk through that process is life-changing.
Well, thank you. Okay, so to schedule a free session, you would go to powerofavatar.com/special-offer. That's powerofavatar.com/special-offer, and you just see you'll click a link there and you'll get the scheduler. And you can also call Summer or I. My phone number is 203-249-5203.
And my number for Summer is 720-480-7379. And so what I would like to go to first, because what we really want to do is help people successfully create their New Year's resolutions. And I think that's that's very exciting. So we want to just start with the kind of the first step in that, which is the talking. You know, we've been talking about beliefs, and what we want to talk about in regards to that is what we call a belief blueprint. And so, just as a blueprint creates a house, you have a blueprint of beliefs that create your reality. So before you can create new positive changes in your life, you need to be aware of the current belief blueprint that you're operating from so that you can create those new deliberate beliefs. So people continually, when they're wanting to create New Year's resolutions or new realities for the new year, they're actually continuing to rework from the same blueprint and trying to make changes from this existing blueprint of beliefs without starting to explore the internal foundation of the beliefs that you're actually holding in the moment so that you can start to see what those beliefs actually are that have been creating the experience that you want to move forward from and to actually create a new belief. So So, for example, for me, I had a New Year's resolution that I wanted to create better health. And so that was the belief that I really wanted. But what I ended up getting was spending lots of money being in the same place. Like I somehow would end up not actually creating the health that I wanted. It improved a little bit, but somehow I ended up back in the same place. And then when I started to actually explore my blueprint of beliefs that I had about my health and find those sabotaging beliefs, then I was able to start to change those beliefs, and then I could create the belief of having better health and start to experience that reality. And what happened is I started to bring into my experience of the right people and the right things that actually helped me to resolve it. And so what I love about Avatar is that you are actually able to resolve the whole experience and completely move forward from your old experience into something new, not just feel a little bit better about it, that you actually move forward.
Exactly, because when we're taking actions, but our beliefs are not aligned with where we're heading because they're just old beliefs we've adopted for whatever reason, it's kind of like working against yourself. So for me, it always felt like I had one foot on the gas and one foot on the brake. Mm-hmm. And so the results of all my efforts were so limiting and kind of frustrating. It's not that I didn't evolve at all, because I was taking action and had some positive beliefs, of course, but it did feel like this weight that kept pulling me back. And it's really cool when you can work on that internal foundation and change it. There's just this lightness, and you're able to be in the flow so much differently. So we've talked a lot about beliefs, and we also wanted to talk a little bit more about some of the other components to making real and lasting changes. Ron, did you have anything else to ask or add right there before we move on?
I'm going to let you guys run with it, because you're the experts on this, and we want to hear what you have to say.
Okay, so it ties into beliefs in different ways, but we also wanted to talk about other components of making lasting changes. And so one of the most exciting things about being on a journey of awakening is that to be able to even restructure your own belief system, it starts with awakening greater and greater levels of awareness. So Harry says that beliefs are seeds that will one day flower into realities. But it's not only about the beliefs. It's about having this amazing recognition that, as Harry puts it, you are the gardener. You are not any of the beliefs you plant, positive or negative. You're actually the gardener of all of the beliefs. It's a real, not just an intellectual knowing, but a real awakening that you are the one that is planting one belief or clearing another, and it's really an incredible perspective to create from.
So in making these changes, it's not just about creating new, better beliefs. It's about awakening this gardener that we call a source being. And from there is where you really make the changes from. And so Harry has a great quote about describing a source being. He says, a source being is the goal of Avatar training. So it's a person who's recovered control of his or her will. It's a powerful creator who is personally responsible for his or her own life. No excuses, no grudges. Source being is the intangible and indescribable viewpoint that recognizes that life experiences can be shaped by willful acts. beliefs, agreements, and decisions. And this quote is taken from the Will Mini Course. So as you awaken as the source being, the creator of your life, you start to experience the power and ability you have to go beyond your limiting beliefs and create what you want. And when you can start to see that you're the creator of your life experiences, then you can start to see the value in everything that you've created thus far.
Oh, wow, that's such a great way to put it. So instead of judging everything, we recognize we're creating all of it. And so there's a lesson or some reason we've created it in all these different ways.
Mm-hmm. You know, if it's to fit in or whatever, you know, I mean, because we tend to want to base our beliefs on what everybody else is doing and if they're right or wrong. And, you know, I think everybody's as individual as there are stars in the sky. You know, we each have our own gift that we're bringing to the table, for, you know, in this time. And I think that that's how you can really find your gift, is by doing this avatar session. I would highly suggest to anyone listening to take them up on their free session. Check it out. You're going to be amazed. You're going to be amazed by the end of the show, just at how different you're going to start looking at things and looking at how you think about things. And if you want a positive or negative out there, you know, or transmuting it, you know, into where it's not so far off the spectrum to the left or the right, but it's more in the middle.
Cool.
Yeah.
Do you think your listeners have any questions now, or should we continue on with some of the other components?
I know that Chad has called in, and he has some questions, so let's bring Chad in.
Okay.
Hi, Chad.
Hello.
Hi.
Do you have any questions?
Hi.
Oh, I have tons of questions. Thank you for letting me on the show. Good afternoon, ladies. One of my first questions is in your thing there where you were talking about the transparent beliefs. Now, is that formed off of our negative thoughts?
Well, transparent beliefs can be formed in many different ways. So they can come from negative thoughts. They can come from negative experiences. So let's say, let's say you get vulnerable with someone and you share something and then they have, let's say, not the optimal reaction. You might develop a belief it's not safe to be vulnerable, just from that experience, and then all of a sudden you carry that through your life. They can be indoctrinated where, you know, your parents or your teachers or whoever just told you over and over, well, this is the way it is. You know, you have to be this way or you can't be that way, and you just assume it's true. So there's many, many ways.
Experience, really.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, or it could be negative thoughts too, like if you're thinking negatively, and then you just develop a belief that comes from all that negative thinking, sure, that's another way.
Definitely. Now, most of this is all basically just programming our way to think in a positive aspect, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So basically we're just kind of like, let's see, how can I put it, like, it's like changing our diet. Just through our thoughts.
Yes, and also becoming, quote unquote, the programmer, the gardener, the source being. And that's the cool part.
And reconnect more with our spiritual self within so that we can upgrade our qualifications of the internal and not worry so much about the external.
You got it. And then the external ends up reflecting the internal.
Exactly.
So you don't have to exchange it. You know, you can have it all.
Yeah, it's the balance, right?
Yeah.
Got to have... Yeah, I completely agree with everything you guys are saying. I think you're doing a great thing.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now, is this something you guys actually do with people in your areas, too? Like, are you out in the neighborhoods, kind of like other organizations that come around and actually, like, help people in the area, like... Or is it just like somebody has to come and find you guys to get involved?
We can help people in our areas. We offer free introductions, and we also work on Skype around the world and by phone. So we can pretty much, you know, nowadays we have the technology to, but the courses are actually in a certain location that people come to. But we can certainly take people through introductions and do things by the phone for them to have an experience and learn about it.
What about the people that can't either afford it or actually can't make it to a different place?
Then what we recommend for those people is there's really two things. Is anybody can do the introduction, and then there's amazing books that are available that people can they can access. Actually, there's a couple free downloads, and then also books they can purchase. And then the people who can't afford it really are two categories. I mean, there's certain people who really are not in a position, and they don't feel they can create it to come for whatever reason. And then there are people who don't have the means or the circumstances to come, but they decide they want to create it. And we see it all the time. The decision that this is something you want to experience actually helps open up a whole new pathway as to how you can create being there. And we support people in that if that is what they'd like.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
When are some of your classes that are coming up? I know you have some stuff happening just around the new year and into the first part of January, right?
Yeah, we have a course that's going to be in Orlando, Florida, and it starts January 2nd to the 10th, and someone can start with a two-day weekend, or they can come for the full course, or they can start with a two-day weekend and keep going.
Nice. And you also said something about whoever scheduled something in your dialogue that there would be books offered. And can you tell them about that offer and what's there? And then I'm going to repeat that if you have any questions, if you're online, you can post them in the text category in the box, and I can see them in the back, and I can present them for you if you're in a place where you can't call in. If you want to call in at 1-347-838-9142, you know, and press 1 once, and I can see you in the back so that I know that you have some questions. And, Chad, we'll get back to you a little later because I know you're going to have some more questions after, you know, we do the experiential part of it. Thank you for the wonderful questions you asked. They were perfect. And I need to have you as a co-host or something. and he's been following me around the network for a while. And we started out when I was just a moderator. Because I started out as a moderator, and I hid in the back for 2 years before it came out to the public. Because
wow.
I forgot. I thought about this the other day, and since I've done part of this course with you, Summers, I've noticed that this changed, and I noticed the change. It used to be in my life I didn't want anybody to know where I was at ever. You know, I didn't want to be online. I didn't want somebody to know my phone number. I didn't want people to be able to look me up, you know. And now you can Google my name, and you can see my business and my passions, which is the radio shows, and then my Shawls Project, and it's, you know, and it's like, and I'm out there, like 192 countries out there, you know, and it's
wow.
Like, it's like, wow, I went from, oh no, you're not going to hear me on the air or people be able to find me. And now it's, you know, I want people to find me and to know me and to share their experiences and to email me, please, at searchersroadmap@gmail.com. If you want to be on the show, you have, you know, stuff to share and, maybe I don't know, I'm not in the realm you're in or something, definitely email me. That's how I'm getting most of my guests now, is that they are literally emailing me. And I thought, that wouldn't it be cool that if I finally got to this point where people would email me and want to be guests, that, you know, I had arrived on my radio show. And it's happening. It's happened just in the last month, and I've been doing this for 2 years, and now I'm scheduled into March, and it's like, you know, if you change that belief, you know, things can really change. And I'm probably, I mean, I'm a good example of that, you know. I came from a very hidden place, you know, in my life where I was afraid for people to know where I was because I was being stalked. And now it's like, who cares, you know? I'm with my divine and they're going to protect me and, you know, I need to get this word out there, you know, and this was a gift that my dad gave me when he passed away because I got the first call 2 hours after he died, after he listened to my first show and asked me to come to work for this network. So it's always been really special for me, but now it's like shows go out through Canada and through Baltimore and, you know, other stations. And, you know, it's just amazing how, you know, even on Skype, I mean, how, you know, I was thinking the other day, you know, in the 70s, we didn't even really have cell phones, not good ones anyway, you know, and now it's such a dynamic where it has made the world seem smaller because you can reach out and touch people in all these different countries and have sessions on Skype and be able to see them and they can see you. And, you know, and it's amazing. You know, and I think Avatar just gives you the tools to really start reaching out there, you know, that you can make it happen, whatever it is that you need to have happen in your life, you know, and that's what I bring a lot of people on the show to do, like Gene Slater, Pam Rennie, different people like that, you know, how to hire an angel team, you know, work team, you know, and that type of stuff. And, you know, and I'm just really excited about Avatar. I mean, I haven't known about it that long, but a friend of mine told me about Summer and that she would be a great guest on my show. And then somehow her and Summer were talking, and she had just friended me on one of the social networks that day. And, you know, and it's just amazing how it all works now.
When you're in the flow, that's so cool. All right, so I just want to mention the book offer you had talked about earlier. Okay, so we have a special offer that's just for the listeners. Of course, if you tell somebody about it and someone's connected to a listener, that would be okay too. If you do a free session with Summer or I and you decide to come to either the full course or the two-day course, we are going to be giving you one of Harry's newest books as a gift. So, yeah, that's the special offer for people. So just let us know, remind us if you've come from the radio show. And when you get registered, we will go ahead and send you your book.
Very good. So let's just keep moving with the, you know, the flow of what we're talking about. And
okay.
We're just talking about, you know, Harry, about the peace of mind. You sent in a wonderful quote by Harry. And then can one of you read that?
Yeah, we were talking about source beingness and starting to understand operating from that viewpoint so that you can actually recognize that you're the creator of your life experiences and that you have that ability from that place to change the experience that you no longer prefer and create a new one from that viewpoint.
Right. So it's like, I think where we were in the process of sharing about it, it's like we were just at, for me, which is like such an exciting moment, it's like, oh my God, I am Source. I am the one creating all of this. And then Summer read that quote about being Source. And then what was so exciting for me about it is once I realized, okay, I am Source, I realized that I now needed skills. Because it's a process of taking your life back. We're used to being on default. We're kind of used to battling ourselves. I know if I have a negative belief, like I used to just fight it and battle it and resist. And so it's so important that once you really are awakening that awareness, that you have to develop new skills. you need to know, how do I actually do it? Because I know, like probably most of you, I had done so much reading, and I still love to read. I read all these books on self-empowerment, and I listen to radio shows, and I just love learning about it. But even when I went to India, and even after my degree as a therapist, my truly greatest sorrow was that I could not live it. What I knew, and do you know what I mean? It's like I wasn't a bad person. I really wasn't, but I did not feel kind the way I wanted to be kind. I didn't really know what it meant to be present. There was just running anxiety that I would just always have. And people would say, relax, be present. And I was like, yeah, I wish. You know, and I could meditate a little, but then I'd, you know, walk out and it would be the same thing. And so I really am so grateful, because what I needed at that point was skills. And so what we mean by skills is Avatar teaches tools. And these tools are essentially mental techniques that enable you to do lots of different things. And so when you practice using these mental techniques, and really you're learning to run your mind effectively, and as you practice that, you start to develop the skills. And so we're going to go over some of these skills that are so important. And again, these exact skills that we're mentioning are some of the things that you're going to learn in the free session, but you can also start to develop them and become aware of them now. And so, you know, the first one sounds kind of obvious, but we're talking about creating new beliefs and weeding out the old beliefs. And these are actually, to be able to actually do it, requires developing skills. They are acquired skills. Because if it was as simple as just positive thinking, I always say that we would all be enlightened millionaires. Who wouldn't be, right? Just think you're going to be rich. Just say you're going to win the lottery. Just say I'm going to be enlightened. But it doesn't happen that way. It's not complicated, but it does require a series of steps and awakenings in order to be able to do it.
Yeah, I remember when I was working at the UN, it's like I felt like I had some idea of creating, but I didn't really know what was what. I just sort of like threw it out to the universe and then, hope for the best. And with the Avatar tools, you're actually developing a skill where you are deciding and creating this reality, and you know when it's created. So you really have a skill to that power and ability to create what you want. It's not sort of hoping that it happened. You actually know when it's created, and that's really exciting, because you've done all the work that made it the reality.
Exactly. And now going in a different direction, another skill that to me is like so invaluable is learning to direct my own attention. Okay? So Harry asked the question, is your mind controlling you, or are you controlling your mind? So I spent most of my life feeling like my attention was scattered, or I'd be operating on default, going from one negative belief to another, and not really being present and able to direct my own attention. It's very uncomfortable. It's kind of like you may be trying to listen to something and then you're scattered, you're interrupted, or you want to focus on something and you keep getting pulled. That's the feeling of not being able to direct your attention. It's actually a very ineffective way of living, because you're draining, you know, your attention is one of your resources. So whatever you're putting your attention into, you're growing, you're feeding. So if your attention is leaking all over the place or not being used deliberately, you're draining one of your most important resources. And actually, when you're putting your attention into what you don't want, you're actually creating more of what you don't want. So the experience is very exhausting. So learning tools to direct your attention and practicing it feels to me kind of like coming back into being the driver of my own mind, like back in the driver's seat. So I really love that. And the other skill is, like I talked about before, learning to become present. Now that was, for some reason, one of my biggest confusions. I think I had it more confused than more people for some reason. But what I when I learned that becoming present is more about going outside of my mind rather than something I needed to do with my mind, it's more like accessing my beingness. The whole quality of my life changed. I was able to experience and enjoy the moment. And then from this place of presence, I actually have enough power to now direct my attention and create beliefs and create the reality that I want. But being able to be present in my beingness is a starting point. So I hope this is not too much information. We're kind of breaking down the concepts from beliefs to knowing your source to being able to direct your attention and become present. These are some of the things that are so important. And then I guess one last concept that I really want to share that I think one last skill, which is so important, is that I also am a very sensitive person. So I used to get reactive to things very, very, very easily. So I would get offended. I would create a story about things. I would get sad. I would react negatively to things. And so being able to learn how to manage my emotions has been a huge gift because my emotions would really get in the way of me being able to create success because I'd have to always stop and pick myself up off the floor or calm down or try not to be angry when I was angry. And whatever I was, you know, drama I was catching myself in really prevented me from just moving forward. It was like molasses. I would keep getting stuck in these like webs of emotions. So that's another skill that is very valuable to be able to develop.
So what we've learned so far, what we've talked about in creating what you want or what you want for your New Year's resolution is that the first step is you're recognizing that you have this belief blueprint that you're operating from, and you can start to explore it around the area, you know, for example, for success. And then you can start to explore the beliefs that you have, for this example of success, that aren't aligned with actually being successful. So in your experience, instead of being more successful, you get this different experience, so you can start to look at what those beliefs are that are creating what you don't prefer. And from there, you can start to build a skill to awaken more and more awareness and be able to restructure your mind deliberately of those beliefs so that you can start to create the beliefs that will create the experience that you prefer.
So cool. Yeah, I think that really summarizes it. Any other thoughts or questions on that part, Rhonda?
It's just so interesting that, you know, you can be your own driver of your life rather than being driven. And I've developed this concept over the last few years that it's about riding the wave of life with the divine and letting the divine lead rather than me trying to tell the divine where I need to go. Or fighting it and resisting it and getting pulled under, you know, in the undertow. And yesterday I was just talking about, you know, it never fails. I think this wave's going to end and then another one picks up, you know. It's like life, but, you know, without our heart beating, it's up and down too, you know. And it's just, I don't know, I'm so excited about this time of year one because we're looking at new commitments, new changes, you know, new ideas into our life in the next year. You know, and it's also about letting go of things that don't work anymore in this year before the, you know, as the year is ending. And, you know, and I think that's what we're really looking at doing here is providing people with a way to look at it as you do the exercise and to be able to find some resolution and then also be able to download it later and re-listen to it and do it again. You know, that's what I love about this is that, you know, you can listen to it multiple times and download it and it be your own private, you know, MP3, and you can find it on iTunes and Blog Talk and, you know, so, you know, just, you know, if when you get done with this, you know, maybe settle out for a couple of days and then come back and re-listen to it, and you're going to hear things that you didn't hear the first time, or, you know, it's going to awaken you in another level.
Yeah, and of course, then those who are interested, we will guide you personally on giving you the tool for directing attention and giving you the tool that actually lets you, enables you to release that negativity in the moment, and we will guide you through finding your own beliefs. So all of that is part of the free session. So if you're at all interested, we'd be very happy to work with you.
And I have listed your phone numbers on today's show documentation so that people know how to get a hold of you in regards to the free session and the website. So
good.
If you need to find it or you lose the piece of paper like I do, you can just come back and look up the show on Blog Talk Radio, the Renford Network, and just search. You can just put in summer, and it'll bring it right to the shows that summer's done.
And I could just give the link again, powerofavatar.com/special-offer. And that's the link to register for a free session.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome.
And
one of the things I just
wanted to add, too, about when someone comes and takes the course is that that you actually have a guide, which is very exciting, and that helps you to successfully achieve the skills so that you really bring your life into the course and you start to make those changes and your life starts to change right there. And, you know, so you have your own personal guide to help you achieve the results that you're going for. So you get lots of support.
It is very, very, a lot of personal support. Exactly. So I think what we wanted to do, what we have left, is just sharing a little bit about, you know, just some of the things we've created and what we like about our life, you know, as Avatar Masters. And then just giving some basic general information about, like, who is a good match for Avatar and what if people think they already know. They know a lot of this stuff and, you know, just some general questions, and then we want to tell people about the compassion exercise, and we're going to guide them on the compassion exercise. So that's what we have for today.
That sounds great.
Outline.
Let's just keep moving forward.
Okay.
we have 2 hours blocked out, so we can, and we just finished the first hour, and we've got plenty of time.
All right. So what we were feeling would be nice would be just to share a little bit about, you know, what we love about our lives as Avatar Masters. Summer, do you want to go next?
Yeah. So what I love about these tools as an Avatar Master is that I've used them to be able to really create my life that feels like I'm aligned from the inside out. That I'm creating it from how I see I want to create my life. And so, for example, I've always been an artist, but when I did the course, I realized that it wasn't just the identity of being an artist, but it was actually my own beingness. The way that I actually created my life was similar to actually the way I created painting. So it was very exciting to start to really see that this was really the way I actually created my life and that the things that I felt that were important for me, I could create them deliberately and feel like my life was my own. It was unique to me and that everybody could have it the way that they wanted to. And I think that that's the appreciation for all the different ways people want to create their lives, that it's, you get to be unique to how you want to create it.
That's funny, because what I was going to say is really similar. I mean, I've created really an amazing life, and I'm very grateful for that. What I love most about everything is that I totally have the freedom to be myself. And by that, I mean to be really honest in any given moment, honest with myself, honest with others, honest about what I want, honest about what I'm hitting. I might be feeling something that doesn't feel right or whatever it is. And also, the freedom to be myself in how I've created my life. I feel really blessed because I have a very, what I call an unindoctrinated life. I started Avatar when my son was 3, and now he's 19. And so I've been able to raise him and have a marriage and, you know, have a home and my pets and all that, and travel almost half the time around the country teaching the Avatar course. So I'm always coming and going, and I have, like, the house is very often filled with Avatar weekend workshops and people coming in for intros, and it's just been this amazing life. And, you know, people were saying to me, well, how are you going to maintain, you know, your relationship with your husband when you're gone so much, and how what about your son? And you know what? They've done the courses. They love it. They're fully supportive. They're awesome. And it works because it's me being me in my higher self flow. So to me, that's what I am so grateful for.
One of the things that I just wanted to add to that is, you know, Harry has this great quote that says, what is the greatest personal achievement? That it's not any form of material wealth, not any quantity of fame, the quality of fame, it's not any degree of power. The greatest personal achievement is peace of mind. And that's one of the things that I often noticed when I started to feel aligned with my life, is that that there were more components than just having quiet mind, that peace of mind actually meant for me living in alignment with myself and in integrity with my life and who I wanted to be and how I wanted to create my life. And I would notice that I would feel agitated in my mind when I was trying to do somebody else's life, when I was, you know, not in alignment with myself, that when I actually created my life deliberately, and that's one of Harry's books called Living Deliberately, that it actually brought me more in connection to myself, and my mind quieted down.
That's so cool. And I would say very similarly, the more aligned I am, the more peace of mind I have. And I think for me, I know I sound like I was really kind of wacky before Avatar, and it's funny because internally I honestly did feel, like I said, reactive and all this stuff, but on paper and in my life I was like a model citizen. I was a therapist with a full private practice, and you know, everything looked really good, but inside I was just not at peace. So knowing what to do when the negative states of mind would come up and when my negative beliefs would come up, and knowing there was something I could do about it that worked, that just gave me such peace of mind that I never had before, because I would just dread it and resist it and just feel like such a hypocrite whenever they started happening. So I think that to me was a huge part of how Avatar helped me create peace of mind. So let's talk a little bit about, who is a good match for Avatar? Because we get this question a lot. So, you know, what is the age range, men, women, and, you know, what type of person is a good match for Avatar? And so, as you guys can see, Avatar is a real systematic approach to awakening and learning the tools to restructure your mind and live deliberately. So there really is no qualifications that we can say about age or country or social status, economic status. And it's really one of the most amazing things, too, is when you go to a course, you see people from tons of countries. They have translation headsets on when some of the reading is done in English, and everybody's working together. You'll see 3-year-olds, you'll see 80-year-olds, sometimes 90-year-olds, all races, I mean, all different kinds of backgrounds, people that are lawyers, people that are artists, people that are yoga instructors, moms, their kids. I mean, really, it's teenagers. It's amazing. So none of that really is a consideration. But what I would say is people who take Avatar are people who want to be explorers of their consciousness and want the personal reality, personal responsibility for creating their reality. So those are really the key factors. If someone's excited about exploring their consciousness and they want to learn more skills and tools, they're a good match for Avatar.
And I also want to address, you know, sometimes there are people that feel like they may already know this subject matter. It might seem familiar to them. One thing that's just so amazing with this course is that it's all experiential. So it's gonna take you to the next level of your consciousness. So it's always gonna meet you where you're unfolding next in your evolvement. So it's very exciting because the materials are just gonna meet you where you are and your forward movement of what's next. So it's going to really expand you beyond what you currently know into new areas of your consciousness that you don't know as you move forward. So it gets
exactly.
Very exciting.
Exactly. That's a good way to put it. It expands you beyond what you already know, and it also makes what you know come alive. It's like there's a difference between knowing it intellectually and knowing it. And it's just really cool when it just comes into this just knowing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So even if you have studied and practiced a lot, we have a lot of spiritual practitioners. One of my students who's a very big advocate of Avatar and sends everybody, she's a spiritual business coach. She was a spiritual minister. Sorry, I can't remember exactly what we call a spiritual counselor, I think. And anyway, she's had studied so much and still got incredible value from the tools. So anybody who likes that can really come.
Go ahead and finish the last part, and then I'll ask my question.
Well, we were going to move into the compassion stuff. Do you want to ask something before that?
You have a caller that has some questions. His name's Greg. So I thought maybe we could get the questions since they've gotten so much information in this short amount of time.
Yeah.
Hi, Greg. You're on the air.
Hello. Yeah, I was wondering, I know one of my issues is being spiritually sensitive, is getting pulled into local consciousness, even with people that I'm not involved with. You know, if there's something going on, like in a nearby city, sometimes I'll get tuned into it and kind of like dragged off. And I was wondering, one is with the Avatar program, is there a level of saturation within that community consciousness that actually helps produce the experience? And two, after the program, is it easier to contain your own energy and to be more of the observer of what's going on locally rather than being affected by it?
For the second question, absolutely, because Avatar really, it restores your choice. So you would have the choice as to whether you'd want to feel what you're feeling regarding whatever is impacting you or whether you want to observe it or whether you want to do something about it. But you would be present and able to be source over how you wanted to handle whatever energy was coming in. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yes. I mean, I've experienced, you know, more of a level of control when I'm in contact with people that believe they have that option and are a higher energy. So, yeah, I've just been looking for more consistency.
Yeah, you actually learn a special tool that enables you to stay present and aware and connected, but not react to a situation. It's one tool that's specifically for that. And then in addition to, you know, being in the belief that you want to be in. But I wanted to understand your first question a little bit more. When you say a level of saturation in the avatar, what did you mean by that?
I'd say, you know, with any group, you can reach a saturation point of unity to where things really get flowing. And I'm assuming that it's the same thing with avatar, is once you experience the full immersion, it stays with you longer than something you're just connected to temporarily. I'll just give you an example. If there's an event locally, okay, and it changes the frequency of the atmosphere temporarily, the whole town, and you can feel that vibration. But then whenever it's gone, things go back to normal. But yet when you take something to a certain level of a saturation point, then those who choose to remain in that energy flow can stay there.
Absolutely. I would say that's totally accurate, and for several reasons. Because you always have the tools, and then you always have, once you take the course, you can stay connected to the people who are doing Avatar and your Avatar Master. And so you it's like this amazing worldwide network that you just always know there are people of a like vibration that you can access that are also maintaining a high vibration all around. So,
yeah,
and if you need anything, we're available. So once someone takes the course, if they go back into their life and they need support in applying the tools and things, that's just part of the course. We're available for that.
Great. Yeah, because I find out that when I learn something new, if there's an ongoing conference call that I can tap into, that would be great. I know that really helps for me. But as far as like a one-time thing, I don't know if I'd be able to hold the energy.
Yep, because, again, you're learning life skills, and sometimes it takes time to apply them. And so we are totally available for that. We recognize that. So it's not like showing up and then see ya.
Okay. Thank
Unless you. Somebody wants that, that's okay too. But most people like to stay connected in some way.
Okay. Thank you. That answered everything.
Thank you.
You know, that brings me to the mission of Avatar in the world is to catalyze the integration of belief systems. So when we perceive that the only difference between us is our beliefs, and that beliefs can be created or just created with ease, the right and wrong game will wind down and a co-create game will unfold and world peace will ensue.
I love that.
Is there any other callers for a question? Otherwise, I was going to go right into the next part about the Compassion Project.
No, let's just go into the next part. We have people in the studio, but they're not ready to talk yet. They want to experience the compassion part of it.
And then
maybe ask some other questions, okay?
Sure.
Thanks.
Okay, so this last part we were going to talk about is something Carrie created in 2009 called the Avatar Compassion Project. And what I had mentioned earlier is that one of the cornerstones of Avatar is compassion. And so what Harry wanted to do in 2009 is help to increase compassion on the planet. So he put one of the cards, one of the exercises called the compassion exercise that we use in the first section of the course, and he put it on a card in about 20 different languages, and he printed a million of them, and they got passed out all over the world to see if people would be interested in doing this exercise and exploring it. And what ended up happening is that since then, millions and millions of these cards have gone out, and I think that we're somewhere around 5 million cards out in the world of people who wanted to learn how to do this exercise. And even a second project happened, which was for leaders. And so many of these cards have been sent to governments and parliaments around the world to begin to start to experience being more compassionate leaders in the world, that we could start to learn how to have more compassion for each other. So,
yeah, including President Obama. Do you remember, was it once or twice that we showed up at a hotel for an avatar course and President Obama was there with his whole crew? Do you remember that? Was it once or twice?
I know
it was at
least
once.
And then
we gave him compassion card. Huh?
Yeah, we've seen all kinds of different leaders. We've seen the Dalai Lama with the card,
yep. Mm-hmm.
And he's very aware of the project, and it's just been spreading all over the world. It's really quite amazing, and it's really helping to bring more awareness to compassion, and that we can create things differently. We can come together.
All right, so you're going to coach us in the compassion exercise?
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm going to take you through the compassion exercise, and the goal is to increase the amount of compassion in the world, and the expected result is a personal sense of peace. So what you're going to do is you're going to think of someone in your life that you would like to increase more compassion for, or just feel more connected towards. And I'm going to guide you through the steps, and you can just quietly say it inside. So step one, with attention on the person, repeat to yourself, just like me, this person is seeking some happiness for his or her life. Step two, with attention on the person, repeat to yourself, just like me, this person is trying to avoid suffering in his or her life. And step three, with attention on the person, repeat to yourself, just like me, this person has known sadness, loneliness, and despair. And step four, with attention on the person, repeat to yourself, just like me, this person is seeking to fulfill his or her needs. Five, with attention on the person, repeat to yourself, just like me, this person is learning about life. And there are some other variations of the exercise. It may be done on couples and family members to increase understanding of each other. Maybe done on old enemies and antagonists still present in your memory. And maybe done on other life forms. For example, like animals. Go ahead.
If you go to the website for the free session, there's another page on that website where there's a free download of it's on the printed on the website of the compassion exercise, so you can actually, go and refer to it. And we have compassion cards as well, so anybody who wants one can contact us. We can see how we can get you a compassion card that you can carry with you.
Yeah. And did we mention our email addresses?
No, that would probably be good. All right, so should we go over the contact information once again?
Yeah, I think so. So why don't you give them yours?
Okay, so to schedule the free session, and when you schedule this, both Summer and I will get it. So it's powerofavatar.com/special-offer, On that website, you'll also find a compassion card. And then to contact us directly, which is totally okay, you can email Ariella@powerofavatar.com. That's Ariella@powerofavatar, which is AVATAR.com. And my phone number is 203-249-5203.
And for Summer, my email address is compassionavatar@gmail.com. And my telephone number is 720-480-7379.
So that's really what we had prepared for today. Yes, but we're happy to take it anywhere you want to go or answer any more questions.
Okay. I just want to say thank you so very much for sharing information and making the time today to do up to a two-hour show. It's kind of my first test project with doing 2 hours back-to-back. But I really like it, and I think it's going to go over well. And for the listeners, for what I'm talking about is that January 1st, I'll be going to having both my shows, Roadmap for Seekers and Searchers Roadmap, on Fridays, starting at 11 a.m. Mountain Standard Time for Roadmap for Seekers, and for Searchers Roadmap, that'll start at noon. And you can either tune in for the whole show and hear two different guests. For the first of the year, I have Asherwa Luna Lakshmi from India and Lamanda Brown from New Zealand, and they're going to be helping us with letting go of the past year and embracing the new year. So, you know, like I said, if you want to reach me, searchersroadmap @gmail.com. I think, you know, we're kind of at a place where we could stop and then do another show in another couple of months.
Yeah, that would
be
great.
Happy to. Yeah, we can focus on anything specific or whatever your listeners would like.
Yeah, and listeners, please email them or me with ideas of what you would like the next session to be on. It probably won't be until March because I'm already booked out that far. But I think you guys are going to like what's coming up in the new year. 15 new shows on the Renford Network, and covering music and meditation and a lot of other things that we have been hoping to encompass and now are, because we're going to be having our own network and being able to record and do YouTube and a bunch of other stuff. So, you know, we're growing, and thank you for bearing with us through the growing pains. But it's exciting, and I think that's pretty much it, ladies. You know, I really appreciate you being on the show and sharing such valuable information. And I think, you know, the callers, you know, really got their questions answered. And for anyone who wants to re-listen to this, it'll be ready after the show in the archives. And you can download it and re-listen to it whenever you want. And go to these different websites that are on the description of the show so that you can get involved with and experience some of the things they have online.
Wonderful.
I just want to say one last thing, just to remind everyone that we do have a course, a New Year's course. So if you are ready to kickstart your life into your New Year's resolutions, our course is starting January 2nd to the 10th, and we'll be happy to tell you more about that.
And
Summer and I will both be there.
Yes.
Summer and I
will
both be there, and it's in Orlando.
In Orlando, Florida.
Yep.
Yeah.
Very nice. Okay, ladies, thanks so much, and have a happy holiday season and a great new year, and I'll talk to you guys soon.
Thank you very much. You too. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.